This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, I haven't asked you yet this week. What are you doing this weekend? There's nothing you love more than a good Chelsea check-in when I try to find out your plans there in Nashville. You should go to a Preds game tonight. I'm picking the Preds. You can go enjoy a hockey game and maybe make some money thanks to your old pal Jinx.
Yeah, and get no sleep. Like, no thanks. Jinx, you know what time we have to go to bed in order to wake up for this god-awful morning show? Like, no, I can't go to a Preds game on a work night.
Chelsea, did you just call our own show a god-awful morning show? The show that you're on that we're doing?
I'm calling the mornings god-awful. Like, it is, you know, identifying the mornings, like the god-awful mornings. Like, I like the show. I just do not like the hour in which I have to get up in order to do this show.
Fair enough. Do you know what time I get up to do this terrible show that I hate every day? That is the bane of my existence? It sucks. Do you understand? Okay, I'm glad you clarified
for a second.
I was a little worried.
You're the one that talks about Sunday scaries all the time.
Yes.
And you're literally talking to all of us that you work with about how much you hate, you know, starting another week of your job. And we're all like, all right, well, this guy's excited to work with us.
It's not my job. It's starting another week of my life that I have an issue with. It's the Monday of the next week of my life. This show is a glimmer. It is a light. It is a hope to me. But starting life again on Monday, that's what scares me.
Well, I think us, you know, complaining for 3 to 5 minutes straight is exactly how most people want to start their mornings.
I found that as well. Going to work, looking for someone to uplift them. A couple people complaining right in their ears. They love it. So that's the perfect transition to someone who will not complain, who will help us make some money. And of course, I'm talking about Olivia Harlan-Decker, host of the podcast Unleashed, with a new episode each Thursday. And that's perfect. Her guest this week, former WWE personality, SportsCenter host, and betting expert, Jonathan Coachman. That should be a great episode. Always is. Olivia, good morning to you. And this is your platform right now. Can you say anything to us to give us a little lift? Because clearly, Chelsea and I are struggling this morning.
Good morning, guys. I was laughing. Every time I do your show, I feel like my voice is really hoarse because I wake up as close to right before as I can. This is early for me too. Just ask your producer, Bill. I've asked if we can push it back and you all know the answer is no, but I love being on the show with you every week. And I got to say, Thursdays are always my most productive day because I get up early before the sunrise and talk with you guys. So it's all good. This is always a great way to start the day and the weekend.
Oh, see, that's exactly what we need, a little positivity going into the weekend. So Olivia, in that same vein, when you look at the playoff slate this weekend in the NFL, what road team do you think is going to be the toughest out?
Oh, I'm so excited for this weekend. This is going to be the best, you know, super wild card. This is a great idea. This is so much fun. And I think San Francisco is the toughest road team that's the toughest out. Of the 6 wild card matchups, this is the only one that is not a rematch. These teams don't know each other. And both of them missed the playoff last year. There's such storied franchises that are determined to advance. Think of all the pride, not only with these teams, the ownership, but the fan bases, the 49ers and the Cowboys. I mean, this one is perfect. For 3 reasons, I think the 49ers are tough. 1, they're getting healthier at just the right time, especially in the secondary. 2, it's just a bad matchup for the Cowboys, whose strength is their pass rush. where the 49ers run game, I think, will minimize that. They're top 10 in the NFL with over 127 rush yards a game. And three, Kyle Shanahan is the better coach. Mike McCarthy is going to kick field goals and punt. We know that. As a Packer fan, I'm saying that. And he won us a Super Bowl. But I just think Kyle Shanahan's going to make sure that their defensive star, Micah Parsons, he'll have to account for so much in his first ever postseason game. He's going to try to slow him down, confuse him. The 49ers are built on physicality. They're going to directly attack you downhill. There's so much pre-snap confusion. That's my biggest takeaway from everything I've been reading and watching of NFL analysts, former players breaking down the Niners, is they're so impressed with all that pre-snap confusion that it's like artwork that Kyle Shanahan is putting together. And just think, last week they're down 17-0 and they come back. That's really impressive, but I don't think they can do that for Dallas. I also like that they have Trey Lance in the red zone for another option if they want to throw in a fold. That usually works. And the Deebo Samuel matchup, that's going to be incredible. Trayvon Diggs, Deebo has deservedly risen in national recognition as one of the best in the league. So I think that's great. I mentioned injuries real quick for San Fran. They should be getting their left tackle back and running back Elijah Mitchell. He's questionable. But then in the secondary, they should get three players back. So did I sell you? Do you like San Fran?
Oh, we're all on San Francisco. Oh, yeah. I feel like they're one of the tougher teams in the first round, and especially getting points. Like, it scares me how much I like the Niners, and I feel like nobody can cover Deebo Samuel. Like, it's not a matter of defenses being good. It's just, like, he's a cheat code. Like, I'm a big Deebo Samuel gal. But there is one positive thing, you know, that I feel like puts me in a good mood, and it's the fact that you are calling a game for Westwood One with your dad, and also the fact that you're pregnant. So it's three generations of your family that's going to be on the sideline for Steelers Chiefs. You know, it's a game that has a huge spread. Big Ben himself said that the Steelers don't have a chance. So are you buying it? Do you think the Steelers, like, don't have a chance in this one? Do you think the Steelers can, you know, even make it close?
Well, I loved your tweet, Chelsea, because I tweeted something that we're doing the game together. And it's the first father-daughter duo to do a playoff game on a national broadcast. And you tweeted, well, it's really third generation there. So that was really cool. I didn't think about that. I'm so excited. Obviously, I'm not making a play in this game as I'm covering it, but I'm definitely diving deep in it, have Zooms with players from both teams all week. And I think my biggest takeaway is experience versus, wait, how did we get here? You know, it's for the Steelers, especially the Najee Harris injury I'm really following. He hurt his elbow in the last game. He's taking it slow this week, but they're being really aggressive in treatment. And his own coaches have said his availability would be determined by participation, which I have no idea what that means. So I think I'm talking to Najee later this afternoon, actually. So I wish I could give you a better update. And then for Kansas City, of all the playoff teams, they have the most combined postseason appearances of any team, which is wild. You know, they're on their third consecutive Super Bowl run here. So I just really like this Kansas City team. I'm not sure how big of a blow it'll be. I think Big Ben saying that in that post-practice interview the other day of, okay, yeah, we don't have a chance, that kind of made me lean more towards Pittsburgh. I got to be honest, because what does he know that we don't? That he's being sarcastic, that he's being funny. And also for Kansas City, what is just such a big storyline and is going to be huge in this game is obviously going up against the Steelers front seven on defense, where the offensive line for Kansas City was the storyline this offseason. That is what they rebuilt. You know, they went and got Joe Tooney at left guard. He was one of the biggest free agency signings this offseason based on how it has produced this season, and how he's led along two rookies on that Chiefs offensive line to come up and get better. And that O-line has really done well. They've protected Patrick. Joe Tooney especially has given up just one sack in 805 pass-blocking snaps. So getting a little nerdy on that one, but I think this is Kansas City's game to win. But I do think it'll be closer than people think. So, again, not playing it, but read into that what you will.
Olivia, when you look at Patriots at the Bills this weekend, this opened Bills -4. We saw some Buffalo money come in, so now it's Bills -4.5. And we've seen different opinions on this game, and the weather has a lot to do with it as well, because it's going to be in single digits in Buffalo. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, well, I mentioned San Fran Cowboys were the only first meeting of the playoff teams this weekend, and this one is one of the two rubber matches with Cards, Rams, and then Buffalo Bills. That just means they split the regular season, and it's the third meeting. I think you can throw out that first Buffalo Patriots meeting, right? That was the 40-mile-per-hour win game, 3-pass-attempt game. Get rid of it. That means nothing. I think the last game is much more what we're looking at when the Bills won. But this game's got some pepper to it, right? This is when Poyer and Hyde were offended at the post-game press conference and walked out, and they came back a couple weeks later to win. So, I don't know. I like the Bills here. It's been an up-and-down season for them. Their losses have been bad, but their wins have been huge by double digits. I think they're going to shine in the playoffs, but it's not going to be easy. You know, it's been 40 days. This is the third game in 40 days. It's a short week. It's a late game. It's going to be finishing up around midnight. I got to admit, when my assignment came out for my wild card game this weekend, I was just thanking the powers that be that I'm not going to Buffalo because, yeah, 0 degrees at kickoff, a midnight finish. I'm really glad I'm in Kansas City. And then I don't trust Mac Jones in this one. He's 3-2 in his last 5 starts. He's the first rookie quarterback to ever start for the Patriots in the postseason, whereas Josh Allen has been great. He's made adjustments versus the Pats defense the last time out. That's the key to playing Bill Belichick. He's going to try to get in your head and confuse you and win by defense, which is how the Patriots have won games. I think they're holding opponents to 18 points a game. But, you know, Josh Allen kind of said checkmate on that one. So I think the last game is the one you draw anything from. And I think you lean on Josh Allen, who was great at getting first downs with his legs in that meeting. And then Stephon Diggs was incredible in that meeting. So, I don't know. Josh Allen saying this week that it'll be a 12-round slugfest, I think he's right. But I think they win comfortably.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be watching that game on TV. In no world would I be out in that type of weather. But, Olivia, I've got to ask you the question that everybody's going to be asking for the next couple of weeks. Who do you like to win the Super Bowl? So let's do like your favorite pick and maybe a long shot dark horse pick to win it all.
The two teams I like to play in it have not changed the last couple weeks, which is Chiefs Packers. You guys know those are my two teams anyway, so I'm manifesting it as well. Every show I'm going to continue saying that, but a lot of people are saying that now. First of all, do you guys agree with those two? Are you all saying those two as well?
Yeah, I mean, hard not to, right?
Yeah.
Right. I agree. So we're all on the same page there. I like the Packers to win. And then for a dark horse, you know, I wanted to say Tampa Bay up until recently, but that's a tough one. I don't know if Brady has enough pieces. He is clearly not the issue. And I think getting Leonard Fournette back will be huge. But no AB, no Godwin. I'm not sure on that. But, yeah, he doesn't have the team that he thought he would. And I don't even know if they make it past this weekend. But I don't know, a dark horse, maybe Bengals because they're so fun to watch and they've beaten the Chiefs and they're so young and they've got all this talent. I don't know, maybe Bengals are my dark horse. How about that?
That's a pretty good one, especially because the Bengals are 20-1 and with that offense, you just never, ever know. She is Olivia Harlan Decker, host of the podcast Unleashed. A new episode drops today and her guest this week, former WWE personality, SportsCenter host, and betting expert, Jonathan Coachman. Olivia, we always appreciate it. Have a great time on the telecast this weekend. We'll definitely be watching.
Guys, thanks so much. Always great talking with you.
I like to hear drop a little Bengals reference.
If they put the pregnant reporter in Buffalo, I would be writing a letter to Westwood One.
That would be cruel and unusual punishment unless you, well, there's just, I don't know. I can't even imagine that. I would not like that. And I'm sure the baby would not like that either. You'd have to put on 8 layers of clothing and have like some sort of special, I don't know, pregnant belly warmer. I don't even know if that exists.
Wow. You truly are an expert in the field of
pregnancy. I really am. I will
say one thing, like when you're pregnant, I think the worst is when you're very hot because like when you're pregnant, I feel like your body temperature is even warmer. So like maybe it won't be as bad, but still like I wouldn't want, you know, even in 100% like healthy and nothing else going on, like, I don't want to be in that kind of weather. Are you a cold weather person? Like, would you brave those kind of temps to watch the Bills play? I certainly wouldn't.
I think I love cold weather, but there is a point, and I saw Shay when he was here a few days ago, and we were having this conversation, and I was talking about some cities like Chicago, or maybe Buffalo's one, where it just gets so cold. It doesn't matter how many layers you have on, you just get crushed. I'd want to watch a football game. I would worry about if I were doing sidelines in Buffalo. Have you ever seen this before? Someone's trying to talk, and it's so cold they can barely move their mouth, and so they can't really articulate their words because it's just so freezing outside, and the reporter's mouth stops working.
Yeah, like, these temperatures are not meant for humans. Like, does your saliva freeze?
Potentially. I think.
God, anything below like 50 degrees, I'm out. So.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.